File 10. Upon finishing the perusal of this very extraordinary document, Professor Rubberdub, it said, dropped his pipe upon the ground in the extremity of his surprise, and Mynheer Superbus von Unterdruck, having taken off his spectacles, wiped them, and deposited them in his pockets, so far forgot both himself and his dignity as to turn round 3 times upon his heel in the quintessence of astonishment and admiration. There was no doubt about the matter. The pardon should be obtained. So, at least, swore, with a round oath, Professor Rubberdub, and so finally thought the illustrious von Unterdruck, as he took the arm of his brother in science, and without saying a word, began to make the best of his way home to deliberate upon the measures to be adopted. Having reached the door, however, of the burgomaster's dwelling, the professor ventured to suggest that as the messenger had thought proper to disappear, no doubt frightened to death by the savage appearance of the burghers of Rotterdam, the pardon would be of little use, as no one but a man of the moon would undertake a voyage to so vast a distance. To the truth of this observation, the burgomaster assented, and the matter was therefore at an end. Not so, however, rumours and speculations. The letter, having been published, gave rise to a variety of gossip and opinion. Some of the overwise even made themselves ridiculous by decrying the whole business as nothing better than a hoax. But hoax, with this sort of people, is, I believe, a general term for all matters above their comprehension. For my part, I cannot conceive upon what data they have founded such an accusation. Let us see what they say. Firstly, that certain wags in Rotterdam have certain especial antipathies to certain burgomasters and astronomers. Secondly, that an odd little dwarf and bottle conjurer, both of whose ears for some misdemeanour have been cut off close to his head, has been missing for several days from the neighbouring city of Bruges. Thirdly, that the newspapers which were stuck all over the little balloon were newspapers of Holland, and therefore could not have been made in the moon. Very dirty. And Gluck, the printer, would take his Bible oath to their having been printed in Rotterdam. Fourthly, that Hans Pfaal himself, the drunken villain, and the 3 very idle gentlemen styled his creditors, were all seen no longer than 2 or 3 days ago in a tippling house in the suburbs, having just returned with money in their pockets from a trip beyond the sea. Lastly, that it is an opinion very generally received, or which ought to be generally received, that the College of Astronomers in the city of Rotterdam, as well as other colleges in all other parts of the world, not to mention colleges and astronomers in general, are, to say the least of the matter, not a whit better, nor greater, nor wiser than they ought to be. The end.